Hey there, sweetheart. Just relax. Nothing is required of you except your attention. And even that is not a requirement. It is something you are allowed to do. But if you don't want to focus on the content of my work, how they make you feel. It is common that my sounds will help you to relax. It is common to feel tingles, tickles, and even sometimes some arousal. Everything and anything you feel is valid and okay, so long as it is positive, so long as it feels good. I want you to feel good. Relax. This is my sparkle flocker. It's made of a tinsel-like material. Light. Simple handle, but texturally, very pleasant to touch, to feel that smooth, shiny material, to run it lightly across my skin. It feels like a breeze. Imagine it over your skin. So the rainbow flicker forth like a silver-based kaleidoscope. It entrances your vision. Imagine for me that I put it in your hand, unless you have one, in which case pick it up and hold it. I'm telling you to spin it between your fingers, between your thumb and your middle. Picture just spinning it back and forth so the sparkle flocker's tail spin out continuously. Imagine that I tell you to focus on it. Focus on the colors. The movement. Let them sink you down into deep relaxation. Deeper and deeper. The colors spinning out seem to wrap around your mind, calming you. Into a trance-like state where everything else just fades away. is just the sparkle of the fog as it spins. There's just my whispers pulling you deeper and deeper in to a place you want to go. Deep, relaxing, unthinking trance. As it comes from the tingling tickles of sound, just floating in a blissful, hazy trance. Good. You're doing so good. Deeper. Deeper as you stare into the spinning flogger, as the muscle memory spins it. You don't even have to think. And when you think your thoughts are to spin the blocker, sink into trance, sweet and wonderful, blissful. Blissful because even as you spin the blocker, things are meant to come in sets. After all, something so pretty. How could I resist dual wielding it? So while you focus on spinning this one, I want you to be a good pet and get on the floor and kneel for me. It doesn't matter if you're naked or clothed. Thy comfortable clothing is kind of a must. If not, you really should strip. It's okay if you need to stop spinning the flogger for just a little bit to get completely comfortable. You don't want to be disturbed. You want to kneel for me. Kneel for me. Theos, light and pleasant, sending tickles and trickles of pleasure. Fun thing about the Mylar blocker, my main use for it is for electric play, where I hook you up to some electrodes, and then any time I touch your skin, electricity is conducted into you at that point of impact. And the smaller that point of impact, the stronger the jolt. And these flockers are so fun because when I run them over your skin, there's 1,000 little pinpricks of pressure. nice and little jolting sparks to run through you. And I want you to feel that. Very vividly imagine it. The breeze from the air as it spins and disrupts the flow. The twisting, the twirling to run over your body. Feeling as you twitch and tingle. Of course, for you, I'm not going to use the electric one. I'm going to use this very special one that I made just for you. It's experimental, but I know you came to try it. You see, when this one is touching your skin, everything that touches you causes pleasure. Wonderful, sweet pleasure. It can start very relaxing, like how a scalp massage would feel, or fingernails touching against your skin, except a little more electric, a little more arousing, a little more pleasure. You feel me trailing this all over you, all over your skin, the back of your neck. That feels really good. And you keep spinning your blocker, gazing on the focus in front of you, completely trapped and spellbound, feeling so good. Good. Perfect. Now, as it touches your skin, you might sometimes shiver from the pleasure you feel. It's very intense, this pleasure that is traveling your body as I touch it with the vulgar. When it touches your nipples, good. And I want you to take your flogger now and hold it in such a way that when you twist it, when you turn it, it teases against your nipples and you feel the pleasure combining with the pleasure from my flogger running over your skin. The pleasure, you feel it building. Silky and soft, sparkly pleasure. And now, my sweet pet, I want you to slowly lower that flogger, still twisting it each way. Lower it down, down, deeper, down, all the way to your belly button. And feel as the sexual energy inside of you concentrates there. It's just the edge of the spinning fog touches you. The mylar teases you into a frenzy till your heart is thumping faster and your breathing is quickening, knowing what is next for you. Even as I tease your ears with my flogger, I want your flogger to sink lower. To sink down to your knees. So that when it spins, it's brushing your thighs, but it's also brushing what's in between them. Teasing, tickling, tingling. Sweet sexual pleasure and arousal. Building from just this tiny, tentative, gentle touch. Feel as it grows more and more, feeling so good. And I want you to just gently keep spinning it, keep teasing yourself. see is you. Good, Pat. You're doing perfect. If at any point you feel like you're about to make a mess, you have complete permission to bring your vlogger away so it doesn't get dirty. Dirty like my naughty little pet who's really enjoying this, getting aroused by this. It's barely a touch at all, just tiny, teasing little mylar, shiny, flashy touches. Gentle, practically like being caressed by a breeze. And yet, these won't be enough to bring you to complete and full orgasm. I'm gonna count you down. You don't have to come this time. You could just let the intensity build, the sexual pleasure fill you. If it overwhelms you, well, that's okay. If my whispers overwhelm your mind and sink you into a blissful place where you're not capable of even thinking, that's also okay. Mindless and obedient. With every number I go down, I want you to let that mylar flogger hit you just a little bit harder in that most sensitive spot. And twisting and turning and turning, feeling so good. So good, so good as it caresses you. Up and down, moving it around. No pressure, just pleasure. Arousing sexual pleasure, building up. More and more and more. Yes. One. Pleasure. Feeling so good. Tickling, trailing, deep, wonderful pleasure. I'm running it along my skin now. It feels so good. Running it across my big, beautiful breasts. You can practically see little arcs of spikes. Imagining them just running across my breast. Leaping from my nipples. Pleasure. Pleasure as you feel me walk around to the back of you. Walk up behind you so that my breasts can press up against your back. My lips can reach your ear and make you tingle in other ways. And this time, it will be even more intense, more wonderful, as I rub it against your head, even as you rub yours, twisting and turning it against your crotch. I'm gonna make your brain come, starting at 10, with every number I go down, you feel those trickles and tingles in your brain getting stronger. My warm breasts pressed against you, large and comforting. My hands around you, except for the one over your head, just tickling and teasing. 9. The mylar flogger is still so beautiful, still so good. It's a beautiful pleasure as it wraps around your mind. 8. Feeling so good as it builds. 7. Nice and lovely mind chasm. How about that? 6. Pleasure building, growing. Sparks that you can feel all over your body, traveling through it, along your nerve endings, feeling so, so, so good. 5. And all these sparks and tingles, they all condense up around the base of your neck. 4. Traveling. 3. Complaining. 2. Exponentially increasing until the pleasure is just too much. And 1. Feel pleasure explode through your brain. Deep, wonderful, glorious pleasure. Doesn't need to have any specific outlet. You feel it erupting as you surge into it. As your hips thrust into the other flogger, my naughty, naughty little slut. Feel the pleasure. Pleasure hits you. And you just relax, letting all tension in your body flood out of you. As your mind eases, your body relaxes back. And I'm not going to give you a direct wake up. At some point, this audio will end, my voice will disappear, but you'll still see this vlogger in front of you, and your fingers will still be twirling it. And if there's a physical one in front of you, well, at some point, you might just get tired and drop it, and then you'll drop out of trance. And if it's feeling metaphysical, visualization so real and feeling so good. At some point, you simply won't be able to stay in anymore. When you feel ready, even though you fight it, you will start to wake up. You'll see and feel the vlogger drop from your hands, and then hazy, almost drugged feeling. You will slowly wake up feeling so good, rejuvenated, and relaxed. Knowing you did perfect, you made me very happy, and I so enjoyed playing with you. Good, good, bad. Take as long as you need to. Enjoy the focus. The beautiful strands. Shiny. Shimmery. like